The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. The preliminaries. So, hi. Hello and welcome to all of you. It's lovely to be with you, to see you, and feel your presence here in this moment in time. So, for the practice in this moment, the topic for reflection is one that comes out of practicing gratitude, which we did together all of last week and on Monday too. And the topic that I'd like to invite us to practice with is contentment. Contentment, which is closely intertwined in the way we're going to explore it together. There's so many different ways, of course, to explore all these topics. But the way to explore it is comes out of appreciation, out of gratitude, as I was saying. Appreciation for the ordinary, for the simple, for what's right here, right now. Socrates says, one who is not contented with what one has would not be contented with what one would like to have. It's a pretty profound statement, realization. Unless we are content with what is here right now, we will not be content with what we want to have, what we wish for. Oh, I would be so happy. I would be content if I had that, if I were that, if I became that, or if I didn't become this, if I didn't have this. So a sense of cultivating contentment, which comes out of gratitude, appreciation, appreciating what is here. And the way I like to invite us to work with that today is appreciating the ordinary, appreciating the ordinary, the mundane. And by appreciating, by really bringing our awareness to it, our mindfulness to it, the ordinary will feel sublime when it's really touched, when it's really sensed with awareness, with mindfulness, with presence. The ordinary can feel sacred. It's the sacredness of the ordinary. Even if it's bundle of pain, bundle of challenges, that too is possible. It's a possibility. And as I say this tonight, specifically, I'm not feeling great myself. So this is what I'll be working with. And I have been working with today. Touching into, even what's not pleasant, there is still this sublime amazement. Can be a sense of contentment with what has an unpleasant Vedana, which what is not quote unquote perfect. So many ways that our minds can open up to contentment in this moment. As I mentioned, the trickle in my throat is a part of the part of it. So I'd like to invite us into our practice. And there is a poem. Yes, let me say this ahead of time. There is a poem by Mary Oliver called Mindful. And I will read that when we are settled. when we're all settled in the moment with our breath, with our body, it's an invitation to really see the sublime in the ordinary, with a sense meeting this moment just as it is, with a sense of contentment. So with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. If you need to relax, settle. If you need to sit up straighter, or if you need to lie down, shift or move. Landing in this moment. And the simplicity, the ordinariness of just the breath in this body right now. Letting go of the thought balloons, letting them float away. And landing, arriving in this moment, in this body. As if the elevators and the elevator shaft, all these areas of your body, moving down from your head, moving down through your chest, down through the belly, abdomen, landing in the sit bones, in the legs and the feet, the ground floor. Feeling grounded. I'm just receiving the breath. What if this breath in this moment, what if this is enough, just enough? Enough to receive the breath, nothing more. Curling up with the breath, feeling cozy, receiving each in-breath. Honoring each in-breath and out-breath. The ordinary, yet the sublime. Just receiving each in-breath and out-breath in its entirety, calming, soothing the mind. Can there be a sense of contentment in this moment with the simplicity of the body sitting relaxed, being breathed, just this? Can there be a sense of enoughness with yourself, with whatever is present right now, in the sphere of awareness? And if contentment and enoughness are elusive in this moment, bring in some appreciation, sense of wonder and appreciation for what is here, not what is lacking, but what is here, present, full. Just receiving the breath and the body. Simplicity of this moment. And if there is any more calm, spaciousness in the mind, or maybe just in the body from not having moved too much. Sense of settledness. Can this feeling of goodness, stability of the mind or body, as much or as little as there is, bring up joy, delight? Ah, can you land in it? A sense of contentment, savoring, being nourished by the goodness of what is here right now, the simplicity of it, yet the sublimeness of it. Can the body relax? Soften more and land in the ease. Of contentment, spaciousness, of it in this moment, in the simplicity of this moment, just as it is. Just as if you were lying on the bed, soft pillow, letting go of any tension, holding into a sense of spaciousness, contentment in this moment, just as it is. Ease, contentment through you, around you. Infusing your heart and body and mind. As much as it's available in this moment. Contentment, infusing this moment just as it is. And even if there are challenges in this moment, is it possible for contentment to be spacious enough, wide enough, to even hold that, to even hold this? This too. And if not, it's okay. Don't push it. And if it is, maybe you surprise yourself. like to share with you this poem by Mary Oliver called Mindful. Let it wash over you, dropping it in as a reflection. Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It was what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I thinking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. How can you help but to grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, can contentment feel tinged with this untrimmable light of the world? This delight, this grace, this beauty, the divinity. Contentment, such glorious practice. Bright, expansive, joyous. Considering contentment as this gift, this bright gift of generosity that we offer ourselves, and to others. in how we can show up to the world to support ourselves and serve others. May all beings everywhere taste the nourishment of contentment, shining brightly. And may we in this moment celebrate contentment with this period of practice, whatever it was. Whatever came up or did not come up, can there be an appreciation of this, just this, as it is in this moment, right now, starting right here. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, I'd love to invite you to share reflections. What came up for you? Questions, comments. You're welcome to type it in chat for everyone or raise your blue hand if you wish. I appreciate Elizabeth sharing the reflection on YouTube with appreciation, starting with appreciation and saying, I was feeling very scattered and I'm grateful for this invitation. To receive the breath, I felt appreciation of everyone here practicing. We're all walking each other home. Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth. Beautiful quote from Ram Dass, I believe. We're all walking each other home. Yeah, appreciate that. Any reflections you like to share, either typing or raising your hand, it would be lovely to hear your voice. Bill says, I was able to relax in this meditation more than I normally can. Not straining for something. Great. Glad to hear that, Bill. Maybe that is one thing for you to remember as your way in. Feeling the sense of contentment in this moment with whatever it is to help support not straining for something. Nav, please.
Hi, Nikki. I'm curious about your thoughts on the balance of contentment of where we are in life as we are right now versus the desire or the kind of motivation to practice as well. You know, that balance between being content as we are versus the desire to improve.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate the question. And actually, as I was guiding the meditation, I thought, oh, this question might come up. And here it is. So thank you. No? So I think in many ways, it's similar to the relationship between acceptance of this moment and also still having a sense of aspiration, not expectation, as I know you and I have talked about, but where expectation can be graspy, but aspiration can be uplifting. Yes, aspiring to wake up, aspiring to serve others, aspiring to be kinder, more compassionate, aspiring. The aspiration is beautiful and we don't want to give that away. So a sense of, oh, I'm just content with how I am. And, you know, if I'm being really nasty to people, I'm content with that, right? That just doesn't quite have the right ring to it, of course. So So I think the way to really feel into it more, perhaps, is sense of the same way with acceptance. Acceptance is about accepting what is showing up right now, what's arising right now in this moment. So with a sense of contentment what helps actually bring it up is to see the connection between contentment and gratitude. Contentment and gratitude and appreciation. So what you appreciate, having an appreciation for what is here, without without giving up. You don't want a sense of kind of giving up or giving in. What's the word I'm looking for is the word isn't coming to me. And I was getting a phone call at the same time. It's so distracting to be teaching at home with all these digital devices. So how do we explore the relationship between aspiration, both for ourselves and the ways we want to shift and change and be in the world and be a change maker in the world, and a sense of contentment with what is? I think what I'd like to actually invite you is to explore it for yourself in this way, because there's only so much I can say. Yes, the word is resignation. Thank you, Sharon. Sharon just offered that in YouTube. Thank you. Yes, resignation is the word. That's great, you guys. Yes. So not having resignation, but feelings, because resignation, the energy of it, is cold. It's kind of not very up. And also when contentment is too, kind of falls into resignation, it gets a little self-satisfied. So these are all nuances that, we have words for, but you really need to feel into your heart, into your body. And also you might veer into resignation or self-satisfaction or inaction for a few days or a period, and then kind of realize, wait a minute, this doesn't feel balanced. So not to say one always is on the straight path and is always perfect. No, it can sometimes go into graspiness, sometimes go into resignation and self-satisfaction, but it'll be self-correct. As long as you're mindful, it'll be self-corrective. So stay mindful, stay aware. Does that make a little sense? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Nav. Great. And time is flying. So let's save some time for reflections. I see more reflections. But let's go into groups and come back. I think there are more reflections that I see. So let's do that. And actually, let me just read the couple that are here. One is, but Ben says, I appreciate you saying don't push it. Yes, great. Never push it, Ben. That's great. Just gently. And also Ben says, at the end, when you suggested we consider being contented with the practice period, I was content with not having pushed for contentment. That's great. Fantastic. Yeah, great. Lovely. And yes, yeah, great. And greetings from Sharon and Judy. Yeah, thank you. So, all right, so the for tonight, the invitation for the practice period for the group discussion period is maybe discussing the times when either during this meditation, how did contentment feel to you? Or if it didn't come up, how did it feel to you? Or there have been times in your life when you've tasted it. So basically discussing that. So I'm going to create the rooms. And here we go. I'm going to create them and open them. Okay. All right, I'm opening all rooms. Here we go. Okay, and the rooms are closed. Welcome back, everyone. And we have just a few minutes for any reflections. So, yeah, please raise your hand. Oh, great. Please, Kevin.
Hi. Thanks for that meditation. I found it especially great when you mentioned shifting awareness from what we don't have to what we have. Because we tend to orient ourselves to like, what do we need to do? What do we want? And that's all what we don't have. And that requires thinking because it's not real. And what we do have, it's just, you know, it's present and you just look inside to what's real and what's here. So that was really nice for me. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you sharing what really supported you turning towards the relationship between appreciation, gratitude, what's here, what's the cup that is full, instead of turning the attention to what's not here as the basis for contentment. Lovely. Thank you. Yeah. Neil asks for the title of the poem. The title of the poem is Mindful by Mary Oliver. And if you Google that, I trust you will find it. I don't have a link ready here. Any other reflections you'd like to share? Susan, please.
Yeah, I wanted, sorry, I have to get a little closer. I'm hoping you can hear me.
Yes.
For me, the contentment was so, the poem, first of all, was just so beautiful and really touched me. And it really brought up the gratefulness for just the small things in life. And so through that, I just felt a lot of contentment for appreciating the very small things in life. And that just made me feel a lot of joy. So thank you for this beautiful meditation and for, saying that beautiful poem by Mary Oliver.
Vicky. Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Yeah, lovely. Yes, I appreciate that. Mary Oliver is amazing and wonderful, and just especially when one is settled with the mind being calm with the breath and the body, and having her words drop in can really be supportive. So I appreciate your appreciation. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of yet another happy hour session together. And I so appreciate all feel better soon messages that I'm receiving from you, either directly through private chat or globally on YouTube. And yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for your care. And thank you so much for all of you, for your practice, for showing up, supporting yourself, supporting each other, supporting the world, serving. So deep bows to you for your practice. May you be safe, happy, healthy, have ease and contentment, and may our practice be of service to the whole world. Thank you all, and I like to ask you, invite you if you wish, to unmute yourself and say goodbye, sweet cacophony.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Feel better, Nikki.
Thank you.
Get well soon, everyone.
Get well soon, quickly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you all for your practice, for showing up. Take care, everyone. Bye.